Red FM.
Red FM.
Proudly supporting Cork GAA.
Sean Cahalan winning Castlehaven captain. You must be thrilled.
Oh, absolutely over the moon. This is when we grew up in Castlehaven. This is all about being here on county final day and winning it. We were there last year and we thought we felt that we left it behind us and we didn't play to our potential. We probably didn't today and got a bit of luck, but you need that bit of luck to win anything.
I was speaking to your management team about that and the fact that you did lose last year against UCC. That must have been a massive motivating factor this time around.
Oh, it was, definitely. The hurt we felt after that final last year was something unbelievable. We knew we lost to the better team on the day. UCC were definitely the better team on the day and we've no qualms about that. And in all fairness to the Weller, they were an absolute outstanding outfit now today and we are very lucky to get out of the game with a win.
Yeah, as you say, in fairness to the Hallow, they had such a fine match as well and such a tight game and you must be thrilled to come out on top, really, because it could have gone anyway, really.
Exactly. Yeah. You need that bit of rubber green to win anything and that goal that Shane Nolan got at the end was just, he was just in the right place at the right time.
Talk to me about that goal because he showed great bravery to get stuck in there and fisting into the net.
Oh, he did, in all fairness to Shane, he's been coming on in most of our games and he's a very classy footballer and he was just there in the right position at the right time and he put his body on the line and that's what it's all about.
And at the other end when they threatened themselves, Paddy Hurley made a fantastic save as well towards the end there.
He did. Paddy's been outstanding for us all year and Paddy actually fell ill at the start of the year. He gave us all a fair scare at the start of the year and we thought we wouldn't have him for the year, and when our main keeper Anthony Seymour got injured, Paddy said he'd come back between the posts for us and all credit to him, he's been outstanding ever since.
No, he did have a man sent off, but that didn't seem to panic, you just kept going with the game plan.
We kept plugging away. We kind of knew that there was nothing in the game. There was kind of tit for tat really as such, and we knew if we can keep plugging away and keep stuck into it, there'll be a chance in the end, and I suppose we got that bit of rubber green as I was talking.
And what does it mean to Castlehaven to finally collect this trophy?
Oh, it's been 9 long years. It's unbelievable. Football in Castlehaven is a religion and it's all that people talk about, and it gives like the old people now a great lift around the parish seeing us winning and stuff like that. So it's an absolute fantastic day and a great honour for myself to lift the trophy on behalf of these bunch of lads.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you on a personal level. What does it mean to captain this side?
Oh, unbelievable. James asked me at the start of the year to take over the Hillam, and it was an absolute massive honour to captain such a fantastic club, and there's been some great captains on through the years, and Larry captain in 89, Niall captain in 94, and Liam Collins captain in 2003, and it's just a great honour to lift the cup in 2012.
And very finally, just a word for James. He's put in a Trojan work this year, would he?
Unbelievable. I can't speak highly enough for James. He really does get the most out of every player. His motivation and his effort and time he puts into Castlehaven is phenomenal. And it's great that we don't have to bring in outside coaches or pay coaches or whatever like that. And we have the resources within Castlehaven to be successful.